In the middle of the shira that the Klai Yisrael sang together with Moshe Rabbeinu, Aziv Zimros Yo, Kosh Baruch Hu is my power. Zimros Ko, the Targum. Zahil Lishua Zekeli Va'anvehu. This is my God, Va'anvehu. What is the word Va'anvehu? So the Targum tells us, Moshe Nove, I will make him a place. Make a habitat for HaKadosh Baruch Hu Va'anvehu and Okei Ovi Va'anvehu Mano. In the Torah of Terisha, over here we learn Zekeli Va'anvehu, the famous mitzvah, what people to everybody know, Zekeli Va'anvehu, the Gemara Darshan, the child of the Skuf Lam, the Gimel Lam, the Beis. Zekeli Va'anvehu. Tanya Zekeli Va'anvehu his noah lefonav v'mitzvus. A person should Zekeli Va'anvehu. This is my God Va'anvehu. I will glorify him. Another pshat Va'anvehu. How will I glorify him? His noah lefonav v'mitzvus. A person should make beautify his mitzvus. Vanveyu, Zekeli Vanveyu, beautify the mitzvahs us in the front of Sukkah Noah, the Lulav Noah, the Shoifah Noah, Tzitzis Noah, Sefer Torah Noah, the Koshvah, the Shmoy, the Yoy Noah, the Kumas Noah, the Lav Noah. The Chazal tell us the Yesoid, the mitzvah of Vanveyu, Zekeli Vanveyu, this is my God. Vanveyu, I will mahadur him. Pshat is that when a person sees the grandeur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person sees the beauty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the splendor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zekeli, come to that Hador of Zekeli. So, a person wants to pack and beautify his mitzvahs in front of you, understands, he has a clarity of Zekeli Vanveyu, he has a clarity, so he wants to go ahead and celebrate, and make beautify, make special the mitzvahs that he does in front of him to show the respect, to show the awe, to show the great spectacle that he perceives of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a great light. Zekeli, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so awesome, so mighty. Zekeli. I will go ahead and beautify myself in the mitzvahs to show my allegiance, to show how special and how amazing it is to be a servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's Zekeli. Rabbi Shaul says another pshat Va'anvehu. Zok Rabbi Shaul Oimer Va'anvehu Havidoy Melo. Mahu chanun v'rachum af ato hu hoheye chanun v'rachum. So too HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chanun v'rachum, so too you shall be chanun v'rachum. Where do we see that for Anveyu? Zekeli v'anveyu, just like Hashem is v'anveyu v'rachum v'anveyu. So Rashi in the Pshad and Shabbos Kuflam and Gimel v'anveyu, Zekeli v'anveyu. So Rashi in the Pshat in Abba Shol, what's the Pshat Va'anvehu? So Rashi, Ani Vehu, you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Pshat Va'anvehu, another Pshat. Zeh Keli Va'anvehu, Ani Vehu, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Rachu V'chanun, so too you should be Rachu V'chanun. So it says Rashi. Zekeli Va'anvehu. So the Shaila is, so the Maisa that so Ulfiza we can understand that the Klai also was saying that Kaili Van Veil. This is our Kael, this is our might, this is our Kodesh Bor, our might, the might of everything, all Van Veil. Ma'uchan Rafa. So Avada, Tzoruch La'ayin, what's the Pshad, the Zekeli Van Veil, that you would be doing with that Tzoruch, Zekeli Van Veil, for Zekeli. What's the Taich? Ulai, you could say a Taich is a, the Gemara is saying like this. No, he doy me lo rashi, but loshen an veyu ani vehu es haatz mi kemoisoi v'davik bedrocha. The rashi in Shabbos, he doy me lo, be similar to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Loshen an veyu ani vehu es haatz mi kemoisoi. I want to make myself like Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Mahu. So the pshat could be in the pashtus at Rav Rabbi Yisrael. When Klai Yisrael saw the awesomeness, that was the declaration over there also. They declared very openly, Zekeli, this is our God, and we want to be subservient to Him. We want to be so subservient, we want to do His Ratzon in the highest form. And we're ready to be Biznor in front of the mitzvahs, and every mitzvah we're going to do in Mamish. And also, that we were so awed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu's godliness, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mindless. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's awesomeness, that we want to, that we saw that awe, that we just want to be Mizdavik. We just want to be like Kodesh Baruch Hu as best as possible. When you see Kaviyachol, the great, you know, the greatest of beings, the most powerful of beings, the might of somebody, you see his awesomeness, his almightiness. You see that in front of you. You're swept up by the awesomeness. And you should want to emulate it. And what are we emulating? You want to be doing it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You see such a power, such a might, such a koyach. Let's be doing it to that koyach. Let's try to do as best as possible to be like that koyach. So what do we teach that koyach is? What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling the koyach? Zekeli van veyu. We teach HaKadosh Baruch Hu mahu chanu nava, mahu rachu, the needs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can't be doing it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence. We don't know what that means, but we do him a Kodesh Baruch Hu in his who he is clapping us. We only perceive a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We don't perceive a Kodesh Baruch Hu his essence. We can't perceive a Kodesh Baruch Hu essence. We don't perceive. We don't have no perception as essence. But we only perceive a Kodesh Baruch Hu through his deeds. And what are his deeds? His chanun, his rachum, mahu chanun after atahe derechav, mahu rachum. Is be'etzem, we could say be'etzem that Etifa Taich also, that be'etzem in the Metzias of Kriyas Yamsuf, that they saw that the Metzias Gufa. Be'etzem, the fact that Klal Yisrael had gone through the fact that the sea split for them was a Ma'is of Rahul. The etzem fact that we know in the Mahot going out from Metzias Mitzrayim was all Rachmonis that Kodesh Baruch Hu had on his nation. He ordered them to go out from Ephraim. And then they saw that in the Kriyas Yamsuf itself, that Kodesh Baruch Hu was feeding them and having Rachmonis on them and taking care of them at the same time that he was Tiriyat Oyev. There was apples, there were trees, there was total self-sustaining of them at that time. So Klai Yisrael saw the Rachum, the Chanun at that moment. But Tifer Rabbi said, we see a Gemara Gazat that when a person wants to misdabik to Kodesh Baruch Hu, you want to be like a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You want to misdabik. I'm a wood from the greatest of the person. What's the pshat? When a person sees somebody so awesome, so great, so pshat, you want to be like that. That's the Matthias. You look up to a celebrity. We look up to somebody who's better than us. We want to be like somebody who's better than us. We see the awesomeness of Kodesh Baruch Hu. What should arouse in us is a feeling that we want to be like that. So how do you be like a Kodesh Baruch Hu? With David Bitrochov, Mahu Chanu Nafatah Echavu, Mahu Rahu. The place says it's unbelievable. Zav. There's a mitzvah say in the Torah of Alach of Bitrochov. But Lemaisa, to be Ani Vahu, to be like a Kodesh Baruch Hu, I would think, you know what, be like a Kodesh Baruch Hu? I go around the world now, and I drop atomic bombs, I destroy the world. I have might. I show my might over the world. I go, and who knows what, I take some tremendous plane, and I go up to the orbit, and I speed through faster than light. You want to be like a Kodesh Baruch Hu? You want to try to mizdavik and be connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu? Ani v'hu? Mizdavik v'drachem. Be like a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the drachem, in this, how we perceive a Kodesh Baruch Hu in this world. And that is in his midas of drachem v'chamer v'sach. It's an unbelievable zachar v'sach. That means when a person goes out and he shows the emes of midas rachmaz, when a real attack of midas rachmaz on something, he has chanun, he has chanun, he has mercy on a person. He does for somebody else. He's mechatzim with another person. You're not only doing a plus the chesed, a plus the means of mercy on the person. You have mercy on that person, and you do something for that person. You're in that moment, you're mizdabek with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're doing a mitzvah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's an unbelievable zach. That mile that you do right this moment, you could, in that mice that you're doing, you see somebody in the street and you have rachmanis on him, and you take care of them, you take them in. And the stories you see from the Gedolei Lamamish, they saw people on the street, whoever it was, and they took care of him. At that moment, does this dabik bedrachov? You go over and you feed somebody. You go over and you take care of somebody. You go over to somebody who's hurting, and you have emeser rachmanis v'im. You go over and see what's bothering you, and you try to help them out. What's going on? At that moment, it's zekeli v'anveyu. And I think, Rabbi Yisai, it's a powerful yisoy, a zoy vi, how a person wants to mehadar, and v'anveyu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's not the fun of mitzvahs, everybody says, yeah, zekeli v'anveyu, why buy such a nice esrig? Oh, I buy a nice esrig, zekeli v'anveyu. It's also mitzvah, he wants everybody in the shul to say, ask him how much he paid for his esrig. That's the stone, why he buys the nice esrig. But l'mais, at the end of the day, even he's buying the nice esrig because he wants to mehadar in the mitzvah. He wants to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm so awed by you. I'm so awed by you, and therefore I want to misnoah. I want to make beautify my mitzvahs to show much how much I'm subservient to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the same vein, Rabbi Yisrael, Zekeli v'anveyu chazal darshin, misnoah v'anveyu habidui melon. Go out and do acts. If you're awed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, try to emulate him. Try to be like him. Try to copy him. After you copy HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're so awed by it. You're amazed. Your mamish blown out of your mind for the awesomeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what does that tell you? Listen, this is amazing. So try to, so you can either sit back and say, oh, I'm awed, and it's awesome, and very nice. And wait, say, no, this is awesome. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so awesome. Let me try to be like him. Let me try to look up to him. Let me try to emulate him. What should I do to emulate him? Drop an atomic bomb. Make a big machine gun. No. Go out and have a chmonis on a Kodesh Baruch. That's what Kodesh Baruch does all day. Have a yochel Kodesh Baruch is completely rachum v'chamu. There's a meaning to Kodesh Baruch. Hashem doing chesed with people. Hashem, go out and emulate a Kodesh. What should you do? Mahu rachum after rachum. Mahu chanun after chanun. All the midos that we have in Kodesh Baruch, how he's rachum on people. How he's no sechesel alofim. All the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are midos how he's doing for others. You want to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want to be like HaKadosh Hashem in a certain way. You want to step up who you are to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Atziva, is Zekeli v'Anveil, as much as we have a Chiyuv. Abashol held you have a Chiyuv to be stolen from the mitzvah. You have to be Anveil, you have a Dorim alone. The mitzvah of the Torah of Allah, the mitzvah. We have to realize, Rabbi Yisai, it's itself a self-esteem issue, Rabbi Yisai, also. A person goes around thinking, what am I doing exactly? You know, I go, okay, I do a nice act here, a nice act here. You don't understand, that one act, Rabbi Yisai, you're emulating a Kodesh Baruch. You're doing a mice of a Kodesh Baruch. That's the most, the greatest feeling in the world. Chutz from the fact that about it lifts you up, because Once you become like Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's mizdabik you like Kodesh Baruch Hu. You mizdabik and Kodesh Baruch Hu, mizdabik in his ways. So the more I emulate Kodesh Baruch Hu in my ways, the more mizdabik to Kodesh Baruch Hu. But the fact is, when a person does a great act of chesed, when he's really considerate about somebody else, when he cares about somebody else, when he goes into that person's life and he finds out what he's missing, and he takes care of it, and he's mechasud in a person, that's a midah of avidoy melay. And then you become mamish one with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ani v'hu, you become one with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the mizdabik with Kodesh Baruch Hu. But there's no greater madrega. Therefore, a person has to know that the acts that we do, the acts of chesed, the acts of chanu, avada, the dabik, the bina mitzvah yiselech, avada, every mitzvah that we do is mizdabik. But the things that we're doing, my Lord, we take on those midas of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and in that way, Rabbi says, ani v'hu, yizrucho, yitam la Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rabbi says, and our mredik, our mredik, his alut, and a person can be zirucho to, through looking in to other people, caring about other people, doing the chesed with other people, knowing what's wrong with other people, trying to help them out. But there's so many opportunities during the day. Kodesh Baruch Hu made a world that we can do chesed, that we can be merachem, that we can help others. Of us, he made a merachem world that we have the ability every day to be doing to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And it's a mistake in the world to think of it. The Kodesh Baruch Hu made a world that we think about and think out of our own box. To think about others. That's what a Kodesh Baruch Hu is doing all day. But Tzchassin and Biyoysah. The idea of Wavada, the Tzivoy, the charge of every person, Rabbi Yisrael, is to step out of the box. To take yourself out of the box. And become like a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Keli Van Veyu. And for that, Be'ez Hashem, you'll be Zircha to have a more clarity in a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Yisrael. I want to say another Kmeich over here. The Keli Van Veyu, to have a more clarity in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, it works that way also. The more we try to be doing with him, the more we try to go into his ways, into following his ways, the more we have a clarity in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Yisrael. The more we have a clarity, the more we can connect with him, the more we can understand, you know, as much as our level, what the Metzias of the Kodesh Baruch Hu is in that level. That's the only perceive a Kodesh Baruch Hu in that way. The more we mischase, the more we understand that that's what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants from us, Rabbi Yisrael. The move be his alus, and was able to murder the madregas of Moshe. You see, Moshe Rabbeinu's madregas of Moshe, he's given all the madregas. It was Moshe Rabbeinu's mischasid, constantly with Klal Yisrael of Moshe. Constantly with Klal Yisrael. He was able to unbelievable madregas. He should be able to understand that, Rabbi Yisrael. He's able to give all the madregas. You see all the Gedele Oilam, stories upon stories about the Chayim, everybody comes out with Sidkus, but it's murdering a chasodim, Rabbi Yisrael. He brings the Maisa, the Chavetz Chaim himself was in charge of when he was a young bach already, of arranging, as a gavi, arranging stuff, arranging meals for people, making sure that people have place to go. Anybody who slept in the Chavetz Chaim's house, the care and concern of the Chavetz Chaim was only out of Sidkus and his davening, and the weird tefillin that he wore, and his sitzes, Rabbi Yisrael. His sitzes went around in the way he dealt with other people, how he took care of them. Now, in the middle of the night, people said that people stayed in his house, the Chavetz Chaim would come and make sure the blanket didn't fall off the guy's elbow, make sure the guy had water. Even if the Bachar once, they say, a Maisa, the Bachar once came to the yeshiva to try it out, and the Maisa, he didn't get accepted in the yeshiva for whatever reason, but the Chavetz Chaim took care of him. He said he never forgot his whole life. He never went off, so he never forgot the warmth the Chavetz Chaim showed him in his house of taking care of him, making sure he had a place to stay for that night. Make sure he in the middle of the night, the Chavetz Chaim came up to make sure the blanket was still on him. This is the Chavetz Chaim's understanding. Mahu Chanun, Avatei Chanun, we should be Zerchur, but to understand that, and to become Habidoy Meloy, to work to become a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Mahu Rachum, Avatei Rachum, Mahu Chanun, Avatei Chanun.